For over 78 years, our family's been part of your love stories. At Diamond Seller, we offer bigger diamonds, better prices, and timeless designs for every chapter of your life. From your first yes to your forever I do, trust the jeweler who knows diamonds best. Visit Diamond Seller today.
Good afternoon, I'm Ryan Baker. Unfortunately, the Ohio State men's basketball season came to an end on Thursday, but the Lady Bucks season continues this afternoon. They will host Notre Dame in round two of the NCAA tournament at 4. The winner moves on to face either Illinois or Vanderbilt in the Sweet 16. Coverage over on The Fan 2 gets underway at 3:45. Former Buckeye Jackson Smith and Jigba is the highest paid wide receiver in the NFL after signing a 4-year, $168.6 million extension this morning. The deal will pay JSN $42.15 million a year and has $120 million guaranteed. College basketball head coaching news. Creighton head coach Greg McDermott is retiring after 16 seasons at the school. Charlotte is hiring former Cincinnati head coach Wes Miller. This one's sponsored by High Bank Distillery Co., locally inspired dishes and award-winning cocktails. Visit highbankco.com to make your reservation today.
From Learfield, this is the Jake Diebler Show, presented by Roosters, a fun casual joint, and brought to you statewide by Encova Insurance and by the American Dairy Association Mideast on the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics. Now, along with Coach Jake Diebler and former Ohio State captain Ron Stokes, here's the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels.
Well, thanks for joining us as the season has come to an end for Ohio State, but certainly what March had made for some great excitement for the Buckeye basketball team. Made it to the NCAA tournament, fell to TCU on Thursday, but Jake, you've talked all season about playing meaningful basketball games in the month of March, and certainly we had a chance to see your team do a lot of that.
Yeah, certainly wish we were practicing today. You know, there's no question about that, but I think, you know, from where we've been to where we were this year, there was some real progress. And, you know, not only did we play in big-time meaningful games, I think from the middle of February on, we proved we can win big-time meaningful games down the stretch of the season against good teams. So, again, you know, there's not a whole lot of time to sit back and reflect, right? We're kind of moving on to the next phase and getting ready for next year. But, you know, excited about, you know, progress, but certainly – excited about the work that's to be done and where we can keep pushing this program to get to.
Coach, when just looking at the game, what were some of the major differences that impacted the ending?
Well, I think you got to look at the first half, right? And it was a bad half of basketball for us for that game. And we had been playing so well going into the game, and we weren't ourselves. You know, for not the entire 20 minutes, but for a significant chunk of those 20 minutes, we weren't ourselves. And I thought, you know, from a technical standpoint, I thought our defensive pressure wasn't as good as it had been. You know, we gave up some offensive rebounds, which was a huge key to the game. And we had some costly turnovers that they converted. And, you know, you compound that with us not having our best shooting game in things. And then we found ourselves in a deficit. At halftime, that we didn't need to be in that deficit. They weren't better than us in regards to being down, you know, that many points at halftime. So that was the hard part and disappointing part when you reflect back, is in a game like that on that stage, we didn't play at the level we were capable of earlier in the game. And then, you know, we saw what we were capable of in the second half, proud of the way we responded, but, you know, it was a little too late.
The abruptness when a season comes to an end, that's got to be something that, trying to get your arms around that, that's a little bit of a challenge.
Well, you know, I think the hard thing is, you know, we were disappointed because this wasn't, nor as a, we aren't a program, nor were we a team that, you know, our media thought of after that game was, hey, great job. You know, our thought was, man, we just lost a game. And a game we needed to win, and, you know, we could have won. And so I think the disappointment of defeat, you know, we all felt that. And when we kind of started to, you know, talk to each other about the finality of things, then it became emotional, because this is a team that really enjoyed each other. So it was a really fun group to coach. And we looked forward to coming to practice every day. And our guys worked really hard. And, you know, they stuck together through the adversity of the season. And you can look across the country. You know, there's so many teams every year who were in a similar situation that we were in the middle of February. And very, very few did what we did down the stretch of the season. So, you know, I think that's the hard part about, you know, that last game in the NCAA tournament. You lose that game. Like, we were disappointed. We weren't relieved. We weren't happy. We were disappointed. We weren't practicing the next day. And, but we also, when guys kind of realized that was the end, I think they realized and started talking about just how much they enjoyed each other, which was encouraging.
Coach, when you look at TCU, the defense has been their staple for the entire year. What were some of the things that they did that made it difficult at times for your team?
Well, I think we didn't do a good enough job, Ron, cutting. You saw us cut for more scores as the game progressed, mm-hmm. behind their two to the ball on our ball screens, mm-hmm. and things like that. That's something we've seen all season long. And we've handled it well most of the time. Not every time, but most of the time. And, you know, we had specific spacing patterns we were trying to get to, and cutting, you know, behind that first pass out of the two to the ball and the ball screens. And, you know, we didn't execute that well. We practiced it well. We did some things, but we got out there and we had a couple guys that were hesitant to do that. And it hurt our ability to make them pay when we got the ball out of that situation. So that's what the dialogue in timeouts and when we were subbing guys out in the first half was like, no, you need to, there should be no hesitation. You need to cut here because that manipulates the rest of the defense and puts us at an advantage. And so we didn't do a good enough job with that. We obviously executed it much better, mm-hmm. in the second half. So that was some of the frustration. My biggest frustration, you know, reflecting back, is we didn't do what we had practiced near to the level we were capable of in the first half. We did it much better in the second half. And, you know, that's the part that was probably most frustrating for me.
We'll start with some of our Union Home Mortgage inbox questions. Bob and Matt Gilliatt asking about at the very end of the game, what were you thinking about and what you had hoped to have happened with the final play with Bruce, and also what to do with or without using the last timeout?
Yeah, so, and obviously, right, you go back and it didn't work. So there's, I think, your immediate thought is, okay, what should I have done differently? What could we have done differently? And, the thought was we wanted to get the ball in our best players' hands on the run. And they did exactly what I anticipated from the standpoint of taking away that first cutter. That's why we had Bruce take it out, because we thought that was the best way to get him on the run, because they had two guys. He turned and he went with Junie, like two guys prevent that first cut. So that's how we got the ball to Tilly and we could get Bruce on the run. Now, we didn't execute it fast enough. And you know, we didn't sprint out of the block fast enough and kind of catch the ball deep enough initially. And so, we were a little slow on the first part, and then we had two outlets down the floor and we didn't execute the next phase of the play. Then that's something we've worked on, you know, throughout the course of the season. So disappointed in our execution down the stretch. As far as the timeout goes, we were calling a timeout. They went to the clock, so we didn't have to use it.
Okay.
And at that moment, my thought was, hey, in a pinch, if we can't get the ball in bounds or we can't, you know, we get bottled up, I have a timeout to use to give us, you know, one more shot. So, and then in the event if we get the ball into Bruce, he takes one dribble, gets the ball down the floor. If we don't have, you know, if we catch that ball, maybe we have 1.5 seconds left, 2 seconds, where we could call timeout immediately to set up the next thing. So I know that's a lot of insight into, right, a lot of moving parts, probably easier to draw it up on the board for you.
I understand.
But, yeah, I think, listen, there was certainly an attempt for us to get the ball on the run in our best players' hands, and, you know, we didn't execute the initial part nearly as well as we have in the past or should have in that moment. And, you know, that's part of it. I mean, you're watching the tournament, you're seeing these games, and you know it's execution so critical, and other teams have some say that because you're essentially anticipating what they're going to do defensively, and they did exactly what we thought we were going to do as far as have that guy turn and not be over the ball and take that first cutter. And we thought that was the best way to get Bruce on the run.
Gotcha. And we appreciate all the insight information. We really do. And yeah. I'm sure our listeners do, too. If you have a question for Coach Diebler, you can submit it to our Union Home Mortgage inbox at OhioStateBuckeyes.com and click on Coach's Show inbox, Union Home Mortgage. Learn about their 1% down payment program at UHM.com and MLS number 2229. More of today's show presented by Roosters coming up on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Window Nation customers have been singing our praises for years. With fast, local service and an industry-leading 96% customer satisfaction rating, it's no wonder.
I researched window companies for the last year to see what the average prices were and the quality of work. Window Nation nailed both.
Right now, get four windows free with every four you buy, plus no interest for 2 years. Hurry, this offer ends soon. Schedule a free estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION.
Hey, Ohio State fans. Next time that snack craving hits, Burger King has you covered with the O-Fry-O bundle. You get a medium fry, 8-piece chicken fries, 8-piece mozzarella fries, and an 8-piece chicken nuggets, all for just $10. It's perfect snack fuel for one, wherever and whenever you're cheering on the Scarlet and Gray. At BK, have it your way. You rule. Limited time only at participating Ohio area your restaurants. BK is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Tax extra.
If you are a fighter, Modelo is your reward. So listen close. You stick to your coast at all costs. You never let traffic stop your drive. You aren't just a dreamer, you're a doer. You power through all of life's hills and valleys without hesitation. You're not looking to be discovered. You've already found your place. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. You've earned every last drop of this rich golden lager, so raise it up high. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Modern Office Methods, your authorized Ricoh dealer, can help your business optimize your print production with a competitive advantage. Our digital printing options will expand the type of paper and substrates from what your business can print on today. Add variable data capability, which allows for personalization of catalogs and mailers, and the ability for short-run label printing, which allows your business to print high volumes of custom labels quickly and on demand. Want to learn more? Start with a print assessment at momnet.com. Why risk it? You can count on Mom.
Running around is a requirement on the court, but it shouldn't be the norm for grocery shopping. Get everything in one place at Giant Eagle, with produce delivered daily, meat and seafood expertly cut by our team, and bread and desserts baked in-store. Fresh is our thing. With My Perks Rewards, everyday low prices, and weekly deals, saving is simple. Shop at Giant Eagle, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. For freshness, quality, and savings in one stop, Giant Eagle, because it matters.
Life is more fun with a pal. So is pizza. So check out Donato's $5 Pizza Pals menu. Order any large pizza and add your choice of a sub, salad, wings, dessert, and more for just $5 each. Order your favorite $5 Pizza Pals from Donato's.com today. More toppings, more flavor, more fun. Donato's. Gotta love more.
The Fan. The Fan. Ohio sports destination. You're listening to the Jake Diebler Show, presented by Roosters on the Ohio State Sports Network. Presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center. The team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
Welcome back to our show today with Ohio State head coach Jake Diebler, our Elk and Elk injury report. And, you know, we talk so much all year, Jake, about guys trying to battle back from injury, getting everybody healthy. It had to be a good thing going into the NCAA tournament, knowing that your team had been seemingly as healthy as they've been probably since the season started.
Yeah, it was great. You know, we've dealt with a lot. It was great to have, you know, as a coach, you want everybody available. It was hard, you know, I think down the season to make any wholesale changes in rotation. You know, I felt like guys had stepped up while other guys were out, and you know, we were playing in a rhythm as some guys were getting healthier, and that was a tough you know, thing to determine, right? What do you do now that you are healthy, and how much can you trust guys? You know, not trust them in a, you know, are they going to do the right thing or not, but just trust their rhythm when they've been out for a while, and how impactful that can they be. So that was the hard part about having everybody. But listen, you want everybody. I wish we had it earlier so we could build that out longer and have a longer runway. But it was great to have everybody back in this group. I think this group worked extremely hard to be available. This, like, we didn't deal with guys, you know, kind of, oh, I'm hurt, so I'm going to drag this out because, you know, for whatever reason. Like, we had guys who were working really hard to get back on the court. And I'm appreciative of that. Like, the culture we had in that locker room was really good.
Our injury report brought to you by Elk and Elk Injury Lawyers, proud sponsors of Ohio State Athletics. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. I think I read a quote of yours someplace that the layup lines were a little crowded sometimes once everybody got healthy.
A little different than where it was for a significant stretch of the season.
Yeah. Hey, Coach, what were some of the things that you shared with the players after the game? If whatever you were able
to. I think, you know, there's certainly – we won't share everything, but I think I'll speak to the general vibe in the locker room. Once we kind of got over, and I don't know if get over is the right way, because I'm certainly not over it, right? But I think once guys turned from the defeat and the disappointment in the defeat and turned to realizing that that was the final game for this group, you know, there were guys went around kind of one by one and just spoke about the how close this group was and how much I think they appreciated each other and our staff. And it was a special moment. I hated the circumstances of it, but it was a special moment for this team, because it was the last time we kind of shared, like, we were in battle together. And it was validation of the chemistry that I had talked about, that we had worked hard to build, and the type of guys we had in the locker room. And it just, that part was special, you know. Again, disappointing when it happened, right? And I think that was that's the hardest part for all of us. But that didn't take away from how close this group was, and it was great to see as the coach and leader in that moment. It was great to see the stuff, family atmosphere we try to build. You guys are around us. It was great to see guys speak to that and just reflect in such a positive way on that side of things. That was real. It was real encouraging.
Well, and going into the whole thing too, the fact that you had only one guy that had participated in the NCAA tournament before as a player, but for these guys to experience that hassle has to be something that I'm sure that, while you still deal with the disappointment of the season being over, there's some appreciation from those young men about being in the tournament.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think there's a reality to that, and certainly one of the things that I've tried to reflect on, again, you certainly reflect back as a coach when an end-of-game situation doesn't go right, right? Like, I don't turn to the players and say, okay, hey, like, what did you do wrong? In my mind, I'm thinking, well, what did I need to do differently? Why didn't we execute that play well enough? Like, what did I, you know, was I too sloppy drawing up the board? Did I do something creative in a moment? Like, that's why I ran something we were comfortable with, you know, because I wanted our guys. So you immediately, right, like, my head turns to what I did, right? And it's the same way with the start of the game. Like, what I've been thinking about is, okay, like, what could I – was there a different message? Was there a different – like, what could I have done, you know, prior to the game? Did we not practice long enough? Did we go over too much? Like, trust me, this is what's consumed – you know, my thought process since this game is, one, why did we have the start, you know, or first half, right? We'll call it first half. Why did we have the first half we had? And why did we not, you know, execute at the highest level at the end of the game? Like, those are the things I think that are going to, you know, are currently just racing through my mind constantly. And so, you know, and I think, obviously, you have time to reflect on that while you're turning your attention very quickly to next season. But, you know, as a coach, I think you just – that's the stuff that's eating at me right now is, okay, man, like, we had played so – we had started games well. Like, why in that moment? What was it? You know, did I – like, were whatever the reason – like, it wasn't – we just – I didn't press the right buttons before, whatever it is. Like, I'm looking internally on that. So – but again, proud of the way our guys responded at halftime, you know, in that game. And we did some great execution stuff that game. Like, we really did. We just didn't, you know, at the start or first half. And at the end, we weren't at the level we needed to be.
Because when you talk about the preparation, obviously you and your staff have done a great job in that. The adjustment at halftime, you mentioned the start of the second half, the four-minute intervals that your team won and got the lead. Specifically, what did they do so well to be able to put a dent in that lead?
Yeah, you know, I wish I could tell you, Ron, that like we came up with a whole new game plan, or there was like this, you know, like we certainly made some tweaks and adjustments, mm-hmm. but to be honest with you, like I really challenged our guys on executing the things we practiced and playing like we practiced leading into the game. There weren't these wholesale changes. Like, we had to at first get to a point in this game where we were doing what we had prepared to do at a high level. And before we could just, you know, in my mind, before we could just scrap everything we did from a prep standpoint and do, you know, some completely new stuff. So that was the message. And then we did that. We in the second half, we played the way we had been practicing and prepping for this game. And, you know, in my mind, it was the right way to play this game. And we, you know, if we would have been doing that earlier, we wouldn't have been in the situation at the end of the game. So I think, you know, again, this team took the challenge, right? Because it was a big challenge, right? A hard challenge. And they took it and ran with it and did a great job. And they went and did what good players do. They step up. And so that was really encouraging, you know, for us to flip that like we did against, you know, a really good team. No question. And, you know, I don't want to discredit what TCU did in the first half to have something to say about the way the first half, because certainly there's another team out there. But I felt like we had more to say about the way the first half went than they did, and that was the disappointing part. So we had to get back to doing what we had prepped and practiced for. That was the most important thing. And then, you know, make some tweaks, certainly some small tweaks and adjustments there.
All season, we've attempted to try and find so many different ways to ask you the same thing about how special Bruce Thornton has been. And we asked you that after the game the other day. Now the few days removed from it, and his presence certainly won't be discontinued talking about, but just kind of where, as you sit here today, you think about what this young man has given this program for 4 years.
Well, I think everything that's right about college basketball, because there is a lot right, he embodies that. He's an example of that. You know, he stayed, he fought, he got better. You know, people, development used to be the buzzword, right? Like development. He got better and developed year after year after year, and went from being a great player last year to being an even better player this year. And so he just represents, I think, on a bigger scale so much. But what, you know, internally for us, what he represented every single day, you know, for what we want this program to be about, how an example that I can reference next year, like part of his legacy is being able to sit down with guys and say, hey, like you saw how he worked every single day, because he's going to make it. Like I'm convinced that he's going to make it at the next level. You saw how he worked every day. So you want to get there, like be like that, you know, operate more like that. And that's part of the legacy he's leaving, is a guy that you can go back and reference, you know, for how he worked, how he took care of himself, how he spent time, you know, and how he practiced and how his individual workouts were, how he lifted, how he ate. Everything was really, really good. And that's part of it. And, you know, what he means to my family, all those things I've said a lot about, and we can keep talking about this after break if you want, but I think it's part of his legacy, is, you know, that's a part of his legacy here in our program.
We'll talk more about Bruce and everything else, and we continue with our weekly show presented by Roosters and the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
There's one medical team in Central Ohio skilled enough to care for your favorite Ohio State team and Buckeyes everywhere. The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center is your choice for the most highly specialized orthopedic and sports medicine care. Our surgeons, physicians, and physical therapists have access to the most advanced treatments and innovative recovery approaches to get you back in your game. Because on or off the field, our team is your team. The choice for your orthopedic care is clear.
Hi, this is Paul Keels. This Buckeye season, don't let a broken windshield ruin your game plan. Safelite Auto Glass makes it easy to get your windshield fixed with their mobile glass shops all over Central Ohio. They can come to you anywhere, giving Buckeye fans more time for game time. OH? Man, I love that. Schedule at safelite.com. Safelite Auto Glass is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Ready?
It doesn't matter if you're playing hard or working hard. Your workout only works out if you recover right. Chocolate milk helps you recover for what comes next. It's delicious and contains the right mix of protein and carbs to help refuel exhausted muscles. From biking to bench presses, Milk's protein helps you build lean muscle and gain more from your workouts.
Ready, recover, repeat. Brought to you by the American Dairy Association Mideast, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Imagine yourself in a new Toyota, like a stylishly affordable Corolla. Now through March 31st, get 4.99 APR financing on a new 26 Corolla, Corolla Hybrid, or Corolla Cross. Excludes GR Corolla. Or lease a new gas-powered Corolla LE for $199 a month for 36 months with $36.99 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS. Tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details or go to toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
Everybody knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with their award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind. It's a front row seat to the big game. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizzas, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen, and so big you won't believe it. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint, and the official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Forever starts with the perfect diamond. Hi, it's Alex Johnson from The Diamond Seller, and for over 78 years, our family has helped generations of couples celebrate love with brilliance, quality, and unbeatable prices. At Diamond Seller, bigger diamonds and better prices are our promise to you. Whether you're popping the question or upgrading your sparkle, trust the experts. Because diamonds, they're our forte. Visit us at Diamond Seller on Salmo Road or at Easton Town Center and learn more at DiamondSeller.com.
Buckeye football lives here. The Fan. Now back to the Jake Diebler Show, presented by Roosters on the Ohio State Sports Network. Presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center. The team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
The Roosters Foundation helps raise over $1 million each year for local charities and organizations and is the official wing sponsor of your Ohio State Buckeyes. The Roosters Foundation donated $25 for every foul shot the Buckeyes make at home this season for a total of $7,475 to the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio, making Roosters a big-hearted community partner and a fun, casual joint. Welcome back to our show with Coach Jake Diebler. We'll go back to our Union Home Mortgage inbox questions. Jim and Kettering asking about, as you look ahead to next season, how do you begin to fill a spot like Bruce Thornton's?
Well, you know, before we, right, I think we did this last year, and I just think the way we operate and kind of all-encompassing, we got to start with retention. Like, that's a major, major focus for us right now, like this time of year. And then we build it out. We build it out from there, and we figure out after retention, okay, where do we go in the portal to, you know, again, raise our level as a team? Like, we're striving to raise our level. And there's a lot of good happening behind the scenes to, I think, really set us up to be successful from a roster construction standpoint. It's taken a lot of work. It's been a battle to get to this point, but I'm excited about the progress we've made going into this off season, and, you know, feel like we're in a better place, a much better place today than we were this time last year when it comes time getting ready to, you know, build our roster. So, but like, we're starting with retention first. That's my focus. And then we'll build it out from there. And we want to be aggressive in the portal, excited about, you know, the young players we have coming in. I've said this, it's always going to be a blend for us, talented young players. The bulk starts with our retention, and then we build it from there in the portal.
Coach, I'm going to go back to the seniors or the guys that are definitely leaving. Bruce Thornton is one of those players. But what's your role in helping them to accomplish the dreams of playing at the next level, whether it's the NBA or professionally somewhere else?
Yeah, well, working directly with their agents and working with them to help make sure they have all the resources, you know, behind them to go make that next step and prepare to make that next step. And so we're blessed here with the resources we have, and guys have access to our facilities and resources, and we'll help them get ready. A lot of times they go do that, you know, for portions of this after the season. They do that with their agents, right? And that they have facilities or people they work with and train. But it'll be honestly having a lot of conversations with NBA personnel, having conversations with players' agent and player, and helping them get ready to perform well, because these guys are going to have opportunities and workouts and things at various levels to, you know, perform well and get ready in front of people. And we want them to be ready to play their best, you know, this off season, so that they can get great jobs and, you know, set them up for their future.
Now, going back to what Paul asked about retention and so forth, now you have guys like Junie Mobley, who's a talented player. You have Devin Royal. How do you help them to decide that they test the waters and maybe go out and get some evaluation from an NBA team potentially? How do you help? How are you involved in that process?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, each individual kind of is different, right? And where they're at in their career and what the NBA is saying about them. Like, we have a good feel and good pulse on kind of, you know, where teams may think they are, what they think they need to get better at. And I think it's valuable for guys to go through, if they're at a certain point in their career, to go through that process and get that feedback. And some guys need to go through it to see if they are an NBA player right now or not. And so there's so much, there's so many variables, but it's I think information's great, and we have an ability to get real accurate information, and going through that process and getting workouts and stuff is part of the equation, and the right part of the equation for a lot of guys. It's not necessarily the right time for everybody. You can do it more than once, so I think that's changed, you know, maybe when guys do it. But yeah, I'm all for, like, you know, I want guys to develop into NBA players. Like, believe me, if it were up to me, everybody would develop into an NBA player. It doesn't work that way,
no,
but I think, you know, that's a goal of guys, and we want to help them get there. But, you know, getting real information is important, and going through that draft process is part of that, and is a good move for some guys right now. There's no question.
You know, we spent a lot of time asking about Bruce and what he's done in his 4 years here. How about the guys like Christoph Tilly and Brandon Knoll, who come in as one-year players, and you're able to see how that affects them, how they affect you with what they give you in one significant year?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, first off, we'll start with Brandon. You feel bad for him because he grew up in Ohio. It meant something to him to put on the Ohio State jersey, and he played in, you know, up in Ohio. It meant something to him to put on the Ohio State jersey, and he played in, you know, four conference games, right? So it's just, like, you feel for a guy like that, and I think especially a guy who was really starting to play, you know, and find his rhythm and play well, to get hurt when he did. You just and kind of his experience not go the way any of us anticipated. You just feel for him, but it also says a lot about how hard. Like, people don't get to see the time he's spending here getting back to being able to get back on the court and how hard he worked. And I appreciate that about him. And with Tilly, you know, he battled injuries all season, fought to be available for us, and, you know, just tried as hard as he could to impact winning. And I think those guys, and they embraced what we were, even though they knew they were here for 1 year. When they were here, they were 2 feet in. They weren't looking beyond this year. They were 2 feet in, and they were invested in the success of this program with blood, sweat, and tears. And, you know, they embrace what we're about in this program culturally. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for that. So not every 1 year, like, that's not how every 1 year player across the country treated their situation, I can assure you. So those guys treated this program well, and, you know, they'll always have a home here because of that.
Coach, you just completed your second full year as a head coach, and when you look at the goals that you set, how do you feel about what you've accomplished based on what you wanted to do when you were first hired?
Yeah, Ron, I think, you know, I'm never satisfied, right? Like, I to me, you know, I'm striving for the peaks of this program, not the average of success of this program, not just better than the year before. Like, I think it's important to aim and keep the target at the top. Like, that's where I want to get this program back. At the same time, I also, you know, want to recognize the improvements we've made and want to acknowledge the things that we've done better and to help move this thing forward. And so I think you can do both. I don't think you have to, like, we're not satisfied. We're not happy. We're not complacent. But we're also, like, we did some things well, and we need to, like everything gets evaluated in my mind after the year. And when you do that, you turn over some things. You're like, oh, hey, like, our offensive efficiency was really good. And we were really good, you know, in special situations offensively. And we took some steps defensively this year. We still didn't rebound at the level I want to. That we got to address that, you know, and keep working every day to address that. So I'm looking at more of those things, because the end result, like, I want a championship, right? You know, I'm not like, but we did, we took a step forward. You know, there's no denying that, but, you know, I want to be the last team playing and, you know, regular season, tournament and tournament. That's my goal for this. You know, that's what drive, like, I've never been a guy in my entire life that's, you know, gotten to a certain point and said, oh, hey, good job, go ahead and relax a little bit. That's just not how I was taught. You know, Keith didn't teach me that. So, but I do think it's important to acknowledge, you know, the areas of improvement we made from last year to this year, and, you know, keep pressing, keep pushing as hard as we possibly can to raise it up.
We'll come back and talk more. We continue with our weekly show presented by Roosters on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Buckeye fans, choose chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged for a smoother finish. It's got that crisp, refreshing taste that makes those moments when you choose to rise above the noise and choose chill even better. Coors Light is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics, so crack one open and take a sip. Coors Light, choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Beer.
Hey, Ohio State fans, are you looking to score big with your home equity? Union Home Mortgage will help you unlock the value of your home and fund the promises you've made to yourself and your family. If you need to pay off debt, have home improvements, or whatever your family needs are, visit UHM.com and score financial freedom with Union Home Mortgage, the official home lending sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Union Home Mortgage Corp is an equal housing opportunity lender and MLS number 2229.
Hi, I'm Archie Griffin, two-time Heisman Trophy winner. The right coverage can be a game-changer, both on and off the court. That's why Encova Insurance is prepared for what's next and protects what matters most to you. With independent insurance agents in your neighborhood and innovative insurance products that can be tailored to fit your unique needs, Encova Insurance is an easy win for your peace of mind. Auto, home, and business insurance? You want Encova on your team. Visit Encova.com today to find an agent near you.
AgPro has been family-owned and operated for over 64 years. We take pride in developing long-lasting relationships and offering first-class customer service. Need a new tractor, parts for your used equipment, or reliable service? AgPro has you covered. AgPro is here to serve you and your operation as your hometown dealer. Visit us today at any of our AgPro locations or go online to agproco.com to get started with your AgPro experience.
Enjoy more ways to save at Kroger, like low prices in every aisle. And when you download the Kroger app, you can clip and save more with digital coupons every week. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. At Kroger, you can enjoy more ways to save and more rewards every time you shop. So it's always easy to save big every day with savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you're here, you understand what it means to be a Buckeye. And at Elk and Elk, we're proud to wear scarlet and gray every Saturday. Every client, every day, means if you're ever injured, we're proud to stand with you in court. And when you're here at the Shoe, we're proud to stand with you and cheer on the Buckeyes.
Whether we're here at the big game or in court, we are committed to you.
Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
The Fan. The Fan. The Fan. Ohio sports destination. Your home for Buckeye basketball. This is the Jake Diebler Show, presented by Roosters on the Ohio State Sports Network. Presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center. The team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
Union Home Mortgage is the official home lending sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Learn about their 1% down payment program at UHM.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 2229. We also want to remind you the Ohio State women's basketball team will face Notre Dame this afternoon. Pre-game coverage on many of these same stations will begin at 3:45 p.m. Welcome back to our show with Ohio State head coach Jake Diebler. We'll go back again to our Union Home Mortgage inbox questions. Tom in Akron asking, knowing that the portal opens soon, how important is, well, you addressed this, so sorry I didn't look at this ahead of time, roster retention. Speaking of roster retention, let's ad lib on Tom's question. A guy we've seen play well here at the back half of the season, Amari Bynum, if you would just talk about where you've seen his talent continue to grow, Jake.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, the consistency that he played with down the stretch of the season was really, really impressive. And, you know, I think we saw his skill level continue to develop. And, you know, it developed in the deepest league in the country. That's the impressive thing to me, is he was out there getting better, you know, almost game by game the last half of Big Ten play, and doing it in the deepest league in the country. So, his approach, his work ethic, like the confidence, the aggressiveness. I mean, it got to a point, there were times where I had to like push him to be more aggressive because he was that important to us. So really just impressive year of development for a young, talented player, and just a great young man. Great young man.
Coach, when you look at him and breaking down, he has a lot of strengths. So what are a few things that you definitely want him to be a better player in?
Yeah, well, I think he's got to continue to work on his ball handling and consistency shooting the ball and touching the paint. And, you know, he's got an ability, a talent level to be good at. Like, there's really nothing you look out there and say, oh, he'll never be able to do that, right? Like, so he's got to keep growing in a lot of areas, but he's already got a great foundation that he's developed this season. And then on the other side, defensively, continue to improve, you know, continue to improve guarding the ball and with the physicality of the game and the technicality of fighting inside. And because he's a player who, you know, he's not just an inside player. He's not just an outside player, right? He can play all over the court. And so he's got a lot of work to do, but I think it's what makes him special. It's almost, you got great confidence in his development because I know how he approaches every day and how hard he works. And he's also got this great foundation that he started with coming in here and also built upon this season. So I think the sky's the limit for him.
Yeah, he's got a great feel. Like rewatching parts of the game, like he would come down and help. He had some blocks helping out of his space. And then some of the plays that he made, you just don't teach it, right? The defense takes certain things away, and he's still able to be productive. And I guess it goes back to when you were recruiting him, you saw all of those wonderful, wonderful things about him.
So great young man with a high basketball IQ that had really good physical tools, mm-hmm. right? Like, and that just gives you great confidence as a coach when you have that type of like foundation that guy's going to get better quickly. And he wasn't, you know, he didn't get to do some of the stuff that we asked him to do this year in high school because he was almost more exclusively on the interior. But I think that was the impressive thing from day one in the summer was he can do some things at multiple levels on the court. So we started right away working on all of that, and he just kept getting better and better because he's an elite worker and, you know, stayed focused on getting better, didn't get distracted by, you know, all the stuff surrounding college basketball. And just a great young man with a great work ethic.
Is that work that you've talked about both with he and Bruce kind of the message that everybody needs to see on an everyday basis?
Well, it's something, I mean, just to be honest with you, you don't get to, like, stay in this program if you don't work really hard because it's how we do it, you know, and we try to build toughness that way and try things. So there's a great culture in this program of just working extremely hard. And certainly, you know, we're not perfect, but I just, we got, like, that's part of the foundation of this program. You don't really, if you're not an elite worker, it's you're going to stick out really early and you're going to struggle really the whole year because, like, if you got to get better in that area, you better do it quickly or you fall behind because we just work really hard in this program. And this team embraced that. And certainly I think it helps when your best player is so good at that. It helps set a tone for you as a coach. And, you know, our young guys, our old guys, everything in between, we had great work ethic on this team.
Coach, when you look at the you mentioned about the doing what Amari Bynum did in this competitive conference, six teams in the Sweet 16, what does that say about the Big Ten?
Well, I said this, you know, back before the season even started, I thought this was the deepest league in the country. And, you know, it's come to fruition. You know, see what happens with the rest of the tournament. But, I mean, it's every single night in this league, it forced you to bring your best. And, again, I think part of when I evaluated this year, having a double bye in the tournament was it's not the goal, right? But it's a good step forward. And we were one game, really. We win one more game because we the tiebreakers with, you know, Purdue and UCLA were a triple bye. Like, we were right there. So I think there was some real progress made. But, again, the goal is not to get a double bye, right? Like, the goal is to win it. And I'm just, you know, this league is really, really hard. There's you know, the NIL in this league is really good. That's helped drive you have old, talented players in this league. You got young, talented players in this league. You got retention in this league. You got high-level transfers coming in. I mean, it's the deepest league in the country, and we're seeing that in the NCAA tournament.
And do you see where that kind of competition pushes your players to work even harder?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think, you know, they're motivated. They're motivated. Like, you got to be highly motivated and competitive to be in this program. We evaluate that as best we can when we invite guys in. And then when you pick up your schedule before the season, you look and whether it's non-conference or conference, you're like, hey, we got to get ready. Right. So our guys and then they just kept going. We do development all year long. We do skill development all year long. It takes a great commitment to work to do that. And this team had it.
We'll talk more when we continue with our weekly show presented by Roosters on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Hi, this is Paul Keels. This Buckeye season, don't let a broken windshield ruin your game plan. Safelite Auto Glass makes it easy to get your windshield fixed with their mobile glass shops all over Central Ohio. They can come to you anywhere, giving Buckeye fans more time for game time. OH? Man, I love that. Schedule at safelight.com. Safelight Auto Glass is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Safelight Repair, Safelight Replace.
Inside the body, cancer divides. But inside the James, we unite. With nearly 300 cancer specialists, each focused on a single type of cancer, and over 1,500 researchers, relentlessly pursuing new discoveries and sparking new hope. So if you just heard the words, you have cancer, you should know this. We heard them too. And there's no better team in the nation to create a cancer-free world. The James at Ohio State.
Window Nation customers have been singing our praises for years. With fast, local service and an industry-leading 96% customer satisfaction rating, it's no wonder.
I researched window companies for the last year to see what the average prices were and the quality of work. Window Nation nailed both.
Right now, get four windows free with every four you buy, plus no interest for 2 years. Hurry, this offer ends soon. Schedule a free estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION.
At Ohio State, we are the never afraid to innovate teams. The agile, get it done teams. The achieve more together teams. And the improve people's lives teams. Together, we are the Ohio State University.
Learn more about Ohio State at osu.edu/impact.
For over 37 years, Buckeye Nation has known Hyde Park Prime Steakhouse for serving the best steaks in the city. Our thick-cut, aged steaks are a staple in Columbus, with three locations in Upper Arlington, Dublin, and downtown. And just like the Buckeyes, we strive for excellence and an experience like no other. Hyde Park is proud to introduce the newly added wine room at our downtown Columbus location, where a new elegance in dining surrounds you, creating the ideal setting for any occasion or the perfect night out. Hyde Park is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Go Bucks!
Abbott and the Big Ten. 18 schools. One blood drive competition with a life-saving purpose. We give blood. This season, your one donation helps save up to 3 lives. And together, we saved over 200,000. But the need for blood never stops. So keep your sleeves rolled up. Keep giving blood. Keep saving lives. Visit Big Ten.org/Abbott to donate.
Everybody knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with their award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind. It's a front row seat to the big game. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizzas, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen, and so big you won't believe it. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint, and the official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan. You're listening to the Jake Diebler Show, presented by Roosters on the Ohio State Sports Network. Presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center. The team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
Buckeyes are known for paying it forward. That's why Buckeyes Care strives to serve the betterment of our community by positively impacting families across Ohio. Join partners American Electric Power, Kroger, Donato's, the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the James Cancer Hospital, Huntington Bank, and WBNS-TV in Columbus in supporting this cause at ohiostatebuckeyes.com/buckeyescare. Welcome back to our show with Ohio State Coach Jake Diebler. Back to our Union Home Mortgage Inbox questions. Tim in Cincinnati asking, anything you can share regarding the next year's non-conference schedule, and would you be open to scheduling a game against some of the non-power conference teams that made the tournament this year and said that no one would agree to play them?
Yeah, there's a lot of conversation that's been happening around scheduling.
Yes, there has been.
And, you know, I think, we scheduled in our non-conference, we want to play at minimum five high major teams. Like, that's kind of a model for us, and we've studied this, we've consulted people with this, and we feel like that at minimum you need those five high major non-conference games. So that puts us at 25 minimum high major games before any Big Ten tournament and things like that. And then this year we had, you want to target teams who are, you know, in these quote unquote bye games, right? You want to target teams. I don't think the philosophy of all of them having to be high level is appropriate, but you want some of them to be good. But it's a guessing game, you know, because we've seen it now. The amount of players at that level who are transferring up, mm-hmm. and you know, there's certainly, you can look at track records and patterns, and we study all this. And, you know, there were teams, quite honestly, that were there's predictive analytics out there on how good teams are going to be. We targeted some teams who were, you know, were predicted to finish better than they did. So we thought that would help our, you know, like, the net is a tool we're being evaluated on. And so we have to play to those rules. And that's how we're building out, you know, our schedule. And so it's the complexities of scheduling are major. Like, they are major. But, you know, for us, we have to do everything we can to position ourselves according to the net well, because it's such an important tool. And listen, if we knew, it's hard. Like, if we knew teams that you could potentially guarantee they were going to be quad twos, that you could, like there's a big difference between a quad two and a quad three in the way it's analyzed. But it's like, it's really, really hard to predict in the spring and summer, you know, low to mid-major teams that could eventually be a quad two caliber team. That's really hard to predict. So there's a lot that goes into it. But I've been on both sides. Like, that's the thing. I've been on both sides. I've done scheduling now at this level. I've also been a part of, you know, mid-major where you're trying to do scheduling. And it is hard. It's hard for everybody. I think that's the thing people don't understand. It's really hard for everybody. And the model has shifted, certainly with the net and how the net evaluates teams. And if you're a high major team, it wouldn't be very smart of you to not try to build out your non-conference schedule with you know, predictive metrics that support a good net ranking.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we try to do.
And I think to help answer Tim's questions, the one thing we do know next year, if recall this correctly, you will see Kansas in the CBS Sports Classic.
Really excited about the addition of Kansas to the CBS Sports Classic. Such a big-time event. And all those games seem to come down to the wire. It's a great, great day of basketball. So, you know, we're excited about the opportunity to play them. We're in talks, you know, for some really great non-conference matchups. And we have a return game to Notre Dame.
That's right.
On the schedule as well. And we also get an additional game on our schedule, regular season game this year. And in full transparency, we haven't decided the direction of that additional game yet. You know, we're still gathering information and intel and consulting people on kind of the other side that help determine these metrics and analytics to figure out what the best play is for Ohio State, because that's my biggest concern, sure, right? What is best for Ohio State and how we're going to be evaluated at the end of the season with our resume. And so there's, you know, it's fluid. Scheduling is fluid. We've started conversations, you know, weeks ago with some teams to set up, whether it's home and homes or neutral site games. And I'm excited about the, you know, I think the potential of our schedule and the way it's going to shape up.
What will you remember most about this team in this year?
How close it was. I think this was how much fun I had, Ron, going to practice and pushing this team to be its best. Like that part was the best part. These guys enjoyed being around them every day. They enjoyed being around each other. You could see it on their face. We worked extremely hard, and there were times they were probably frustrated with how hard I was pushing them. But, you know, this team was a joy to work with, and I think it was a great, you know, great part of this group's, you know, like we'll just call it I think how they'll be remembered is how close they were and the chemistry they had. And I'm appreciative of what this team, you know, how they approached every single day. One perfect, faced adversity, but they handled it well. Well, we like to, you know, handle it a little better. Absolutely. But this team fought all year long. Proud of them.
Well, we're appreciative of how you tolerated us all season. Thank you. And we know our listeners appreciate it as well.
No, thank you guys. I'll miss you a little bit.
A little. Thanks for listening to today's show, presented by Roosters and brought to you statewide by the Cova Insurance Company and the American Dairy Association Mideast. Join us again next fall for another season of Buckeye Basketball. For Skip Mossick, Isaiah Jacob, Ron Stokes, and Coach Jake Diebler, this is Paul Keels. Thanks for listening. This is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
For that perfect dive bar, gloriously imperfect in all the right ways, head to Meister's Bar, tucked away on Chambers Road in Grandview. Walk in and boom, you're instantly transported into the greatest 70s basement ever created. Wood paneling, vintage charm, all that's missing is your uncle yelling at the TV. They've got the best deep dish pizza in town, ice cold drinks, and a crowd that'll make you feel like you've been a regular since 1984. Watching the game, meeting friends, hiding from your to-do list, Meister's has you covered. Meister's Bar, your hidden gem in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay because you lost track of time.